The University of North Carolina Chapel Hill decision to shut down its campus just a week after opening is sending shudders through higher education. 130 students there tested positive out of 950 tested. That's a positivity rate of over 13%. And other universities are reporting similar numbers. UNC will go back to online learning. Other schools probably go back to the drawing board. Also, Dr. Deborah Birks gave an interview in which she bemoaned that Americans never really went on a real lockdown the way Italians did, and another stay-at-home could be in our future. Dr. Anthony Fauci is warning that young people aren't fine, that they're being hospitalized at higher rates with symptoms lingering for weeks and months. All this as the White House welcomes a new coronavirus task force advisor, reportedly clashing with Fauci and Birx for his sunny outlook and absolute zero experience in infectious disease. Let's bring back Dr. Lena Wen, emergency physician and public health professor at George Washington University. Dr. Wen, welcome back.
Glad to be with you.
And, you know, a lot of people are saying when it comes to the college shutdowns, we told you so. College students are not going to stay in dorm rooms with their masks on. And Colorado College, Notre Dame, other schools reporting outbreaks. Are colleges safe? Should parents pull the plug on any idea of going back?
You know, it's not surprising that we're seeing these outbreaks. We know that this is a very contagious virus. When there are such high levels of virus circulating in the community and you're bringing people together in large numbers, of course, we are going to be seeing outbreaks. I'm just glad that there was testing done so that we can prevent these clusters from becoming full-blown outbreaks and epidemics. And I think it really should be a lesson for all universities and K-12 institutions that it's not a question of if, but when there are outbreaks. They need to have virtual as a backup, and everyone needs to stay nimble and be ready to pivot.
The CDC spoke of younger children yesterday. They said the infection rate in children under 17 is rising steadily, a 10% positivity rate among kids tested. Anthony Fauci warning that kids are, in fact, having serious illness. First of all, why the kind of change? Do we know why, you know, we're finding out that more kids are getting sick? And can grade schools and middle schools socially distance them enough to start up again?
I think the bottom line is that kids do get sick. Kids definitely can transmit the virus. Some studies indicate that older kids transmit as much as adults do. Maybe younger kids transmit a little bit less. The fact that in the last 2 weeks of July, there were something like 97,000 children who were diagnosed with COVID-19. Imagine if all of these children were in school at that time. How many clusters and outbreaks would we be seeing as a result? And so the bottom line, too, is that schools cannot safely reopen if you have high levels of virus circulating in the community. The best thing that we can do is to suppress COVID-19 in communities, having masks, having distancing measures, making sure that there are clear protocols for what happens when there are outbreaks. Those are all the considerations that we need to be making as individuals and as parents and people who really care about the children in our future.
Dr. Scott Atlas is the Fox News commentator that President Trump brought into the White House task force. He says it's proven children have no significant risk. As we're hearing, that's false. He says tests don't work. He says schools and sports should be open. What does someone like you do with this, that somebody is at that high a level with completely false information, and by the way, absolutely no experience in infectious diseases?
Yeah, it's very concerning because there are top public health experts in the federal government who have been advising the president. And we know that proximity and influence to the president is everything. I wish that instead of having Dr. Atlas, that the president would be listening to Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx and spending the equivalent amount of time with them as he apparently is doing with this other individual.
Well, while we're on the topic, the president also spending time with his major donor and friend, Mike Lindell, who sells a pillow and has been touting oleandrin. This is from the oleander plant. The president's now saying Housing Secretary and Dr. Ben Carson is also enthusiastic about oleandrin. Oleandrin can kill.
That's exactly right. It's a plant extract that is a poison. It's something that causes very low blood pressure, reduces somebody's respiratory rate, can lead to death. There is also no evidence of this whatsoever for COVID-19 patients. As far as I know, there hasn't even been a clinical trial. And so it's a dangerous speculation. I actually can't believe that we're talking about this again. We've talked about bleach and ingesting and injecting disinfectant, something that the president has said. I fear that some of his supporters and people who listen to him as their most trusted messenger, potentially looking up these therapies that obviously are not therapies at all, but are poisons. And I think this is also hugely distracting because we know that there are proven methods to reduce transmission, things like wearing masks.
It is heartbreaking. Last night at the Democratic virtual convention, a young woman spoke for her father, who was a supporter of President Trump, believed him that the virus wasn't as serious, went out to a karaoke bar, contracted COVID-19, and just before he died, said how sorry he was that he didn't take it seriously. Words from a leader matter. Dr. Lena Wen, emergency doctor, public health professor at George Washington University, also Baltimore's former health commissioner. Dr. Wen, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.